Infectious diseases have given us the urgency to make advances in a lot of different areas, food, medicine, even bathroom design. As our understanding of diseases like tuberculosis and cholera advanced during the 19th century, so did our bathrooms. Many of the design features we're familiar with today were inspired, at least in part, by keeping ourselves safe from germs. Elizabeth Yuko is a bioethicist, writer, and adjunct professor of ethics at Fordham University. Her recent piece for City Lab is called How Infectious Disease Defined the American Bathroom. Elizabeth, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, you point out that the modern bathroom as we know it hasn't existed that long in the scope of things. It originally started as a public health measure, right? Can you talk about that?
Sure. So the first homes that had indoor plumbing and indoor bathrooms were, not surprisingly, owned by the wealthy. And in order to make these rooms look like any other room in a Victorian home, the fixtures were encased in wood. So the toilet was inside of a wooden box with a lid that closed so no one knew what you were doing in there. Same with the sink, the bathroom, or bathtub, excuse me, and other parts. So that was not the most sanitary. And wood being porous is difficult to clean. And once germ theory really started taking off and people understood how we were starting to get sick, then people started using design as a way to help keep themselves healthy.
So that takes us away from wood and into sort of the shiny white porcelain chrome surfaces. Could you talk about why we went that way?
Absolutely. And there's a Wisconsin connection for you, because in 1883, Kohler created their sanitary enamel, which was really used to replace wood as the sanitary, easy to clean material for making bathroom fixtures. And so we saw that in toilets and sinks and bathtubs. And the idea here was to be able to wipe everything clean as soon as possible, or as quickly as possible. And everything was in light colors, so you're able to spot dirt as well.
And then another development was the half bath, again, in response to disease. How did those come to be?
So this is, you know, the beginning of the 20th century after the 1918 flu pandemic, and kind of in the midst of tuberculosis being a major, major public health concern, you had, again, wealthier houses with indoor bathrooms, but they were typically on the second floor of the house near where the bedrooms were. But this was also the time when you had daily deliveries of coal and ice and a delivery person coming into your home every day after traipsing around the neighborhood, you know, going into other neighbors' houses who may have been infected with some sort of infectious disease. And so some homes started to install half baths right as you walk into the home. Some people also refer to them as a powder room. And the goal of this room was to be able to have a place for these delivery people, as well as any other guests who come to your home, to be able to wash off and use a bathroom without going into the family's private space.
Another thing we lost along the way, especially in those bathrooms, it sounds like, was wallpaper. Why did that go away?
Yes. So one of the my favorite things I learned while researching this is that one of the reasons Victorian era wallpaper was so busy was to keep fly marks from showing up. So there were so many flies at the time that, you know, they would congregate in the wall, and if you squished them, they would leave a mark. So to make their homes look cleaner, they had these elaborately patterned wallpaper designs. So that was the first thing. So when there's this switch to everything being white and sterile, that wallpaper had to go. That's number one. Number two, there's also arsenic in some of the wallpaper. So that was its own kind of public health concern. And it was also damp and just not the most sanitary. So wallpaper was taken down and walls were either painted white or tiles were put up, usually white or other light colors.
Here we are in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic. Is there a thought that this may start reshaping our bathrooms, how they work and where we put sinks and things like that?
Yes, I think so. One of the people I interviewed for the City Lab article, Lloyd Alter, he has predicted the rise of the vestibule or the mudroom as this kind of transition space between the outside and the inside of the home, where the main feature would be some sort of sink where you're able to wash your hands. So that, I think, won't be more common. And we're just spending more time in our bathroom now, or at least ideally we are, you know, washing our hands constantly, staring at the room as we're, you know, counting our 20 seconds. And that just might inspire us to change the decor of the bathroom or to make it more user-friendly, especially if we're preparing to possibly be stuck in our homes again for weeks or months at a time in the future.
I want to check in on one brief detour. You write that as we had antibiotics and feared diseases less, there's that trend in the 70s for some reason of carpeted bathrooms.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we kind of got a little bit lax as a society when it came to bathroom hygiene. We no longer, you know, had to rely on home design to keep us healthy. We had antibiotics and other types of medications. And so at that point, the focus was more on style and decor than it was on functionality. So that's when you saw carpeting installed in bathrooms, the fuzzy toilet seat covers, which sometimes also came with like that matching rug that was cut out to fit perfectly around your toilet. So yeah, fortunately, from a style perspective, those are not here anymore. And from a germ perspective, also good that they're in the past.
Elizabeth, thanks a lot for joining us today. Really interesting.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Elizabeth Yuko is a bioethicist, writer, and adjunct professor of ethics at Fordham University. She joined us for a look at her recent piece for CityLab, How Infectious Disease Shaped the American Bathroom. I just drew up these plans for a bathroom with, like, you know, wood casing for everything and the wallpaper and the carpet. This is back to the drawing board now.